天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很开心与您在天路导向节目相遇。船起航前，首先要确定目的地，火车开动后要有终点站。我们活着的意义到底在哪里呢？哪里才是我们的终极目标呢？今天麦克牧师将透过彼得前书4章1到6节来和我们听众朋友们分享，有了目标的人生才是蒙福又喜乐的人生。请安静我们的心，一起来听麦克牧师的分享吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
If you are joining our broadcast for the first time,
如果这是你第一次听我们的节目，
we are getting toward the end of a series of messages from 1 Peter.
我们讲彼得前书里的系列信息已经快接近尾声了。
Last time we started looking at 1 Peter 4, 1-6.
上一次我们开始看彼得前书第4章1-6节。
Peter was telling us about having a purpose in life as a believer.
彼得告诉我们基督徒人生的目标。
And when you do have a purpose, your lifestyle can be called the lifestyle of the blessed and joyful.
当你有了目标，你的生活就是一种蒙福又喜乐的人生。
Let me summarize it for you.
让我为你指出其中包含的几个重点。
The life that has a purpose,
有目标的人生,
is a life that is mentally prepared for whatever you may face.
在面对任何一种境遇时都能胸有成竹。
The life that has a purpose,
有目标的人生,
is a life that is spiritually powerful to resist the old way of life.
具有属灵的能力足以胜过老我。
The life that has a purpose,
有目标的人生,
is a life that is ultimately proven by the Lord in the day of accountability.
在最后交账的日子可以得到主的赞许。
Last time we looked at the life that is mentally prepared.
上次我们谈到心智预备好胸有成竹的人生。
Today we will look at the life that is spiritually powerful to resist the things that are hindering their purpose.
今天我们要看具有属灵能力的人生就能抵挡那些妨碍他达到生命目标的一切阻力。
If you have your Bible, you can turn to 1 Peter 4, 2, 3 and 4.
如果你有圣经，请翻开彼得前书第4章2-4节。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲，只从神的旨意，在世度余下的光阴。因为往日随从外邦人的心意，行邪淫、恶欲、醉酒、荒宴、群淫，并可恶拜偶像的事，时候已经够了。他们在这些事上，见你们不与他们同奔那放荡无度的路，就以为怪，毁谤你们。
Peter says, you will be spiritually powerful to resist your old way of life.
彼得说，你将有属灵的能力抗拒过去老我的生活方式。
When you have a purpose in life,
当你有了生命的目标,
and when your purpose in life is to please the Lord,
而你的目标就是要讨神的喜悦,
you will find it easier to resist the temptation.
你会发现抗拒诱惑比较容易了。
Temptation for what?
什么样的诱惑呢?
Temptation to return to the life of sin that we all lived in before Christ.
就是被诱惑回到过去不相信基督前的罪恶生活。
Before we were redeemed.
就是在我们得救之前。
before we were washed and cleansed.
我们的罪污被洗净之前。
And that is why serving God's purpose is a repeated theme in the entire Bible.
因此整本圣经不断出现的主题就是按照神所定的目标而活。
You find it in both Old and New Testament.
在新旧约中都有。
In Psalm 27, David said,
诗篇第二十七篇大卫说
One thing I ask of the Lord, and one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the presence of the Lord all the days of my life.
有一件事我曾求耶和华我仍要寻求就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中瞻仰他的荣美。
My listening friends, what I'm going to tell you is very important.
亲爱的朋友我要告诉你一件很重要的事。
I have never met a spiritually victorious Christian who is constantly rehearsing and rehashing the past.
我从来没有见过一个得胜的基督徒却常常重温怀念他过去老我的生活的。
And that is why the Apostle Paul builds on what the psalmist is saying.
因此使徒保罗根据诗篇作者的信息进一步的教导我们。
And in Philippians 3:13-15, Paul repeats the same thing.
在腓立比书第三章十三到十五节保罗照样说。
Paul said, One thing I do, forgetting what lies behind.
我只有一件事,就是忘记背后。
All of my past sins.
忘记我过去所有的罪。
And I reach forward toward what lies ahead.
努力面前的。
Paul is telling us that any success he had is because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
保罗告诉我们,他的成功都是来自圣灵的大能。
One thing I do is forget the sins of the past.
他只有一件事,就是忘记过去的罪。
Forget the pain of the past.
忘记过去的痛苦。
And then reach forward and strain forward to the goal of Christ Jesus.
并且竭力向着耶稣基督的目标前进。
In Luke 10:41-42,
路加福音第十章第四十一、四十二节。
When Jesus was visiting Mary and Martha's home,
当耶稣来到马大和玛利亚的家时,
Mary sits at his feet and Martha is running all around cooking up a storm and doing all kinds of things.
玛利亚坐在耶稣脚前,马大却为各样的事忙乱,心中烦躁。
Finally, she complained to Jesus about Mary.
最后忍不住就向耶稣投诉,埋怨玛利亚。
And Jesus said to Martha,
耶稣对马大说,
You are worried and bothered about too many things. One thing is needful.
你为许多的事思虑烦扰,但是不可少的只有一件。
Have you asked yourself this question?
你曾经这样问过自己吗?
Are you worried and bothered about too many things?
你是不是为许多的事思虑烦扰?
My listening friends, listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
I hope the rebuke of Jesus will touch you today.
盼望今天你也能听见耶稣当年的责备。
One thing is needful.
不可少的只有一件。
Every time you find yourself going back to the old sins,
每当你重犯自己过去的罪时,
you will find that you do so because you lost your way.
其实你是迷失了方向。
Or because you do not have a purpose in your Christian life that is lined up with Christ's purpose for you.
或者是因为作为基督徒,你的人生目标跟耶稣基督为你定的目标有出入。
Every time you wander into forbidden territory,
每次当你在歧途边缘徘徊时,
you will discover that it is because you have lost your grip on your most important purpose in life.
你会发现原来自己松了手,没有紧抓着生命中最重要的目标。
Which is pleasing the Lord.
那也就是要讨神的喜悦。
Someone once said,
有人曾经说过,
Paul did one thing, most of us dabble in 40 things.
保罗只有一件事, 但大部分的人分心在四十件事上。
Like butterflies, we flit about looking into this and that.
就像是蝴蝶在花丛中飞来飞去。
But we are deeply concerned about nothing.
我们没有专心在任何一件事上。
We are like the person who said,
就像有个人所说的
I'm interested in everything a little bit.
我对每一件事都有一点兴趣。
The problem is this.
问题就是
When you are scattered,
当你散漫不集中时
When your priorities are out of kilter,
当你的优先次序状态混乱时
And your purpose is not clearly defined,
你的目标模糊不清
You will accomplish nothing,
你就会一事无成
And before long, you will look back upon life,
不久当你回顾自己的生活
And realize that you wasted your life.
你发现自己浪费了生命。
And you wasted your energy.
浪费了精力。
And you have wasted your money.
浪费了金钱。
But then it will be too late for some.
但对某些人来说已经太迟了。
But it is never too late for anyone who's listening to me right now.
可是对于正在收听我们节目的朋友来说，现在还不迟。
A life that has a purpose,
有目标的人生,
is a life that is mentally prepared for whatever you may face.
在面对任何一种境遇时都能胸有成竹。
The life that has a purpose,
有目标的人生,
is a life that is spiritually powerful to resist the old way of life.
具有属灵的能力,足以胜过老我。
Thirdly and finally,
最后第三点。
A life that has a purpose
有目标的人生
is a life that is ultimately proven by the Lord in the day of accountability.
在最后交账的日子可以得到主的赞许。
When I became a believer, I stopped going out with my old friends.
当我成为基督徒后我不再参与从前的朋友的活动。
They couldn't understand why I wouldn't join them in what they called fun.
他们不理解为什么我不再参加他们的娱乐。
Some of them even got mad at me.
有些人还对我发火了。
But Peter is saying that this might happen to some of us.
彼得说，有时我们会遇到这类的情况。
The truth is, I could no longer enjoy their kind of fun.
事实上，我不再享受那些快乐。
Some unbelievers sometimes get the idea thatChristians cannot get any pleasure out of life.
有些非信徒认为基督徒不能享受人生的乐趣。
That is a false notion.
这是错误的观念。
The problem for me was that when Christ changed my nature,
我的问题是当耶稣基督改变了我生命的本质。
What they called fun was a misery for me.
旧朋友所谓的娱乐对我来说已经变为痛苦了。
But I couldn't explain that to them.
但我无法向他们解释。
Now that I'm a little older,
现在我年纪大了些。
I understand that the thought that Christians do not know how to have fun is an impression that some Christians give.
这我才知道，原来这种基督徒没有娱乐的看法，是一部分基督徒给人留下的印象。
Some describe the Puritan of old.
有人形容从前的清教徒
as a person who has a haunting fear that someone somewhere is happy.
就是那种生怕有人能开心过日子的人。
Where does this reputation for a tight and joyless lifestyle among Christians come from?
认为基督徒的生活是严谨而枯燥无味的说法到底是从哪里来的呢？
The following story gives us a clue.
下面这个故事可以提供一些线索。
A newspaper columnist said,
一篇报纸的社论这么说。
In the church the other day,
有一天在礼拜堂里,
I was intent on a small child who was turning around and smiling at everyone.
我注意到一个孩子不停地转身对四周围的人微笑。
He wasn't growling, spitting, or kicking, or tearing up the hymn books.
他并没有吵闹、吐口水、乱踢乱动、撕破诗歌本。
He was not rummaging through his mother's handbag.
他没有乱翻妈妈的皮包。
He was just smiling.
他只是微笑。
Finally, his mother jerked him about.
终于妈妈推了他一把。
And in a stage whisper that could be heard 3 blocks away, she said to him,
然后用人人都听得见的耳语声对孩子说，
Stop that grinning, you are at church.
不要再龇牙咧嘴了，你在教堂里呢。
Now, my listening friends,
我亲爱的朋友，
The lifestyle of the blessed and joyful,
蒙福而又喜乐的人生，
is far from the morbid religiosity that some people project.
绝对不是某些人所反映出那种可怕的宗教狂生活。
The joy that we have cannot help but being expressed.
我们的喜乐是情不自禁流露出来的。
The joy that we have received comes from the blessings that God has poured upon us.
我们的喜乐来自神倾倒在我们身上的福气。
Do you remember earlier in this series the sevenfold blessings?
你还记得我们在这系列一开始所讲的七重福气吗？
Whenever you find yourself sad or depressed,
每当你感到悲哀沮丧时，
go back and read again those sevenfold blessings.
重新温习一下那七重福气。
The happiness we have comes from basking in the knowledge of the redeeming love of the Father through the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们的喜乐来自知道神通过他的儿子和圣灵的大能赐给我们的救赎大爱。
The joy and the happiness that we have come from the fact that we want to please the one who gave us everything.
我们欢喜快乐因为我们愿意讨神的喜悦，他赐给我们所有的一切。
Why do I want to please God?
为什么我要讨神的喜悦呢？
First of all, it is out of gratitude and thanksgiving.
第一，是出于感恩的心。
Every time I think about the grace of God to me,
每当我想到神给我的恩典，
I get very emotional.
我就会很激动。
It is in gratitude to God that I want to please God.
因为感恩，所以我要讨神喜悦。
But secondly, Peter is telling us something very important here.
第二，彼得告诉我们一件很重要的事。
Peter says there is a day in which I will give an account of how I lived my life.
彼得说将来有一天，我们今生的生活都要向神交代。
For those who reject Jesus Christ as their only Savior and Lord,
那些拒绝耶稣基督做他们的救主和生命之主的人，
There is a day of judgment coming.
最后的大审判就快要来临。
But those who have accepted Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord,
但那些接受耶稣基督为救主并生命之主的人，
Those who are walking in the Spirit,
那些与圣灵同行的人，
They have escaped the day of judgment.
他们就可以避免最后的大审判。
But believers will have a day called the day of accountability.
但基督徒会面对一个交账的日子。
This theme runs through the entire New Testament.
整本新约圣经都提到这个主题。
The Bible says,
圣经说，
We are going to give an account on every idle word that we uttered.
我们所说的闲话，当审判的日子必要句句供出来。
The day of judgment is for the unbelievers.
最后的大审判是审判非信徒的。
And on that day, they will be sent into torment for eternity.
那一天，他们将要进入永远的痛苦中。
But the day of accountability is for the believers.
但交账的日子是审判基督徒的。
The question is this.
关键在于此。
Will you be proven by God on that day?
那天你会得到神的赞许吗？
you will have to answer these questions.
你将要回答下面这些问题。
Did you care more for yourself than the one who died for you?
你比较关心自己还是关心为你死的耶稣呢？
Did you spend more on yourself than the one who redeemed you?
你花费在自己身上多还是花费在那位救赎你的主身上多呢？
Did you care more for your reputation than the reputation of the one who bore your guilt and sin on the cross?
你比较在乎自己的名誉还是那位在十字架上背负你罪孽的主的名字呢？
Did you care more for your own comfort and convenience than honoring and glorifying the one who bled and died for you?
你比较重视自己的享受和方便还是重视为你流血而死的主以他的荣耀为重呢？
Did you promote your own welfare and your purpose in life and place them above the welfare and the purpose of him who loved you?
你追求自己的利益和生命的目的时超越了爱你的主的利益和目的吗？
These are the questions.
就是这些个问题。
Let me summarize what I said.
让我来温习我所说过的。
When your purpose in life is clearly defined,
当你清楚地定下人生的目标
，and when your purpose in life is to glorify Him who died for you，
而你的生命目标就是要荣耀为你死的主
，when your purpose and His purpose are going to mesh together，
当你的目标和主的目标协调一致时
，not only will you be mentally prepared for whatever you may face。
你不但可以胸有成竹地面对所有的境遇。
Not only will you be spiritually powerful to resist the old way of life.
你不但能拥有属灵的能力，足以抵抗老我的生活方式。
But ultimately you will be proven by the Lord on the day of accountability.
而且最终在交账的日子，你会得到主的赞赏。
My listening friends,
亲爱的朋友
The life that is lived to self will spend eternity in hell.
单单为自己而活将要在地狱里度永恒。
A life that has no holy godly purpose will spend eternity in torment.
不以圣洁敬畏神为目标的人生将在永恒里受苦。
But the life that has a purpose, Peter said,
彼得说有目标的人生
is mentally prepared,
是胸有成竹的
spiritually powerful,
拥有属灵能力的
and ultimately proven,
可以得到最后赞许的
It is my prayer that you live the life that has a purpose,
我祈求神让你的人生有目标
and then write to us and tell us,
也请你写信来告诉我们
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。如何过一个蒙福又喜乐的人生，是每个基督徒所向往和追求的。麦克牧师在这里给我们一个很明确的指导，就是基督徒的人生目标要跟耶稣基督的目标一致，这样在我们面对不同境遇时，才能胸有成竹，胜过老我，讨主的喜悦，得主的奖赏。求神恩待我们，过圣洁敬畏神的生活。感谢神。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听《天路导向》节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
有耶稣在我心，黑暗全是义。 Thank you.